Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of pyoderma gangrenosum, found under the dermatology section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with a clinical snapshot. A 40-year-old woman with a past medical history of rheumatoid arthritis presents to the inpatient dermatology consult service with three ulcers on her abdomen. A few days ago, she underwent a laparoscopic cholecystectomy and had been recovering in the hospital. However, while changing her dressing, the team noticed that she had three growing ulcers at the sites of incisions. On physical exam, she has three sharply demarcated ulcers with violaceous raised borders, all on a purulent base. Concerned for an inflammatory process, the dermatology team prescribed systemic steroids. Let's continue with an introduction to pyoderma gangrenosum. Clinically, it is defined as a necrotizing, non-infectious, and inflammatory disease with painful necrotic ulcers. Conditions that are associated include that more than half of patients have inflammatory diseases. Inflammatory bowel disease is most common. Other associated conditions include rheumatoid arthritis, seronegative spondyloarthropathies, and myeloproliferative diseases. In terms of the epidemiology, remember that this is a rare disease. Demographically, it is common in patients 20 to 60 years of age, and it is rare in children. In terms of the pathogenesis, it is due to immune dysregulation, and an inciting event may be due to trauma. Moving on to the presentation, symptoms may include pathergy, which is an enlarging or worsening lesion with trauma. There may be painful lesions on the lower legs, buttocks, and abdomen. On exam, one may note multiple tender red pustules that ulcerate. There may be sharply demarcated ulcers with raised and violaceous borders, and there may be a purulent base. One will also note that a fully evolved lesion is less than 10 centimeters in diameter. The lesions may coalesce into larger ulcers with crater hole lesions. In terms of further studies, a skin biopsy is not always diagnostic, but it is useful in ruling out other lesions such as vasculitis. And one may note a neutrophilic infiltrate. With regards to the differential, make sure to think about an infected ulcer, Behçet's disease, Wegener's granulomatosis, and a spider bite. In terms of treatment, medical options include topical therapy. This is indicated for superficial lesions and localized disease. Specific drugs may include corticosteroids, tacrolimus, and cyclosporine. Systemic therapy is indicated for deep or large lesions and for widespread disease. Specific drugs include steroids and cyclosporine. Complications related to pyoderma gangrenosum include secondary bacterial infection and atrophic scars after healing. And lastly, with regards to prognosis, remember that this may be chronic and relapsing, and ulcers leave atrophic scars when healed. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to pyoderma gangrenosum, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 32-year-old man presents to his nearby clinic for a non-healing and painful leg ulcer. The sore started approximately 3 weeks ago as a tender nodule. He first noticed the bump after hitting his shin during a soccer game. The lesion later opened up into an ulceration. The patient also complains of lower back pain and intermittent diarrhea for the past 4 months. The patient's medical history is non-significant except for chlamydia, for which he was successfully treated. He uses acetaminophen for the back pain, but takes no other medications. The patient is sexually active with two male partners. He smokes marijuana daily. He reports he recently returned from his summer volunteering at a children's soccer program in Uganda. While there, he reports getting bit by mosquitoes and took anti-malarial medication as prescribed. Physical exam demonstrates limited spine flexion and a large ulcer with ragged purple edges and a purulent base. Labs are drawn, which demonstrate a hemoglobin of 10.9, leukocyte count of 10,800, platelet count of 320,000. His urine analysis is negative for protein, negative for blood, negative for nitrites. There are no bacteria. There are 1 to 2 white blood cells per high-powered field, and 3 to 5 red blood cells per high-powered field. Stool cultures are negative. Which of the following is the most likely diagnosis? And the answer choices are choice 1, granulomatosis with polyangiitis. Choice 2, infected insect bite. Choice 3, leishmaniasis. Choice 4, pyoderma gangrenosum. Or choice 5, tertiary syphilis. The best answer to this question is choice 4, pyoderma gangrenosum. This patient is presenting with a rapidly progressing and painful ulceration and a history suspicious for inflammatory bowel disease and spondyloarthritis, suggesting the diagnosis of pyoderma gangrenosum. Pyoderma gangrenosum is a necrotizing and non-infectious skin lesion that presents as a painful nodule or pustule that rapidly evolves into a large, sharply demarcated ulcer with raised and ragged edges and a purulent base. These can occur in areas of trauma and are often associated with inflammatory diseases, most commonly inflammatory bowel disease. Diagnosis is usually clinical, but a skin biopsy may demonstrate a neutrophilic infiltrate. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1, granulomatosis with polyangiitis, is an autoimmune disorder characterized by necrotizing granulomas in the lung, necrotizing glomerulonephritis, and focal necrotizing vasculitis. Nonspecific skin changes such as ulcerations may occur, but this patient lacks hematuria and pulmonary symptoms such as hemoptysis. This patient's anemia is more likely due to his inflammatory bowel disease. Choice 2. Insect bites, such as mosquito bites, can become infected but would more likely present as warmth, swelling, and erythema that can evolve to drain pus. Additionally, the patient would have a fever and leukocytosis. Choice 3. Leishmaniasis is caused by a parasitic infection and can present with pancytopenia or skin sores. It is spread by sandflies in tropical and subtropical countries. Cutaneous leishmaniasis can often appear as large ulcerations, but these are usually painless. Choice 5. Tertiary syphilis presents with granulomatous gummas. Primary syphilis can appear as an ulceration, but it would usually be painless and on the genitals. Finally, a bullet summary. Pyoderma gangrenosum presents in patients with inflammatory bowel disease as a pustule or nodule that expands to an ulcer with a purulent base and ragged borders. That's all for this review about pyoderma gangrenosum. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here, on the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast.